What a powerful gospel, dear people. What a powerful gospel. So to help contextualize it, as I mentioned on Saturday for any of you who were here, Gospel of Mark, we're in chapter 9. It's divided into two halves, basically, chapters 1 through 8, chapters 9 through 16. He had good math, half and half. The first chapter, we meet Jesus in his baptism. As soon as he's baptized, the Spirit descends on him. Jesus, and the Father says, "You are my beloved Son. With you I'm well pleased." And then the Spirit drives him into the desert to face the demons. Second half starts the same way, transfiguration. Overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, a cloud, and the Father says, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." He says that to Peter, James, and John, Jesus' friends. Then he comes down from that mountain after being with the Spirit and the Father, and he deals with demons again on his way to Jerusalem. Deals with that which is hurting humanity. And that's what we see here today. Three chapters ago, in chapter 6, it said this: Jesus sent, he summoned the 12 and sent them out two by two, giving them authority over evil spirits. And today, in this gospel, even though they have that authority, they are not able to drive this spirit out. And it's not because Jesus didn't give it to them. Those were just all details. Now I want to get to what is really important. When you pray with this gospel, dear people, and pay attention to the heart of Jesus in this gospel, the demon in this boy is almost a side note. Jesus really isn't even worried about it, because that stuff's so easy for him. What concerns him deeply throughout this gospel, what makes his guts tight, is the lack of faith in his friends. Oh, faithless generation. What grabs his guts is, why? What do I have to do for you to give you more faith? And we see it in this, the father of the boy, this beautiful man who's suffering. And his response is, "I do believe, help my unbelief." And so today, let us see the heart of Jesus, so ready to give us deeper faith, so ready to increase it, if we but ask. If Jesus can is never a question in faith. If Jesus can. Jesus can give us great faith. He can give us faith that will move mountains. He can and he will, if I simply want it from him. Let us beg him today for that gift to increase our faith.